The sluggish U.S. economy has meant sharply reduced revenue for state governments. With ballooning budget deficits, elected officials in about 24 states are studying how to restructure their tax systems. In Texas, for example, Republican Governor Rick Perry plans to call a special legislative session to deal with fiscal problems. In Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Ed Rendell wants to raise income taxes in exchange for lowering property taxes and an overhaul of the tax system. Alabama is being viewed as a test case after Governor Bob Riley put the question to voters. The recently elected Republican governor told his constituents that Alabama cannot pay its bills. This year, Alabama's budget shortfall is estimated at $675 million. The governor called the situation desperate.
Problem is, what we've been doing over the past years is anticipating 3 or 4 or 5% growth when it didn't materialize.
Governor Riley took a political gamble, which divided Alabama's conservative Republican Party. Mr. Riley, who promised to oppose taxes when he ran for office, now asked voters for $1.2 billion in new taxes, the largest tax increase in state history. The backlash was swift. Political advertisements, such as this one, flooded the airwaves.
The big utilities get a tax break while legislators fatten their slush fund.
Voters ought to teach them a lesson. Vote no on the Riley tax increase.
The governor fought hard to persuade Alabamians. He campaigned across the state and on radio and television shows for its passage. Mr. Riley hoped the proposal would appeal to voters, in part because it contained government reform measures, too.
There are so many interests down here that really do not want any reform, and they certainly don't want the level of transparency that you would have after this vote.
The governor warned thousands of teachers and state workers would lose their jobs, and as many as 5,000 or 6,000 criminals would have to be released from prison unless the tax increase was approved. The governor said cuts to the general fund would devastate law enforcement and the state's court system. He added the situation would get worse in fiscal year 2004 and 2005. Turnout was very heavy September 9th, the day of the vote. And by a 2-to-1 margin, voters sent a clear message. Alabama's government must live within its means. The critics argue that the government was guilty of waste and abuse, and the voters agreed, rejecting the tax increase. The governor responded with a pledge to find other ways to close the budget gap.
And we're going to open this up. We're going to shine a light on every tax dollar that comes into this state. We are going to have the most transparent government that this state has ever seen, and that starts tomorrow.
A special session of lawmakers was called, their task, to cut $77 million from the budget. The Alabama House and Senate passed a budget resulting in layoffs throughout the state government and the early release of thousands of prisoners. School children will not be given new school books. The governor predicts next year's budget will be even worse. Governors around the country have watched what has happened in Alabama. Some 24 states are considering ways to restructure their tax systems. But political observers believe trying to raise taxes in the wake of the Alabama vote is a much less attractive option. John Giles, president of the Christian Coalition in Alabama, opposed the tax increase. He summed up what he believes the voters were telling their state representatives in the Alabama capital, Montgomery.
And I think what you're going to find here is that the message from the people of Alabama to Montgomery is that we as Alabama families have to live within our means. Montgomery must now live within its means.
Lawmakers across the United States are hearing a similar message. Donna Francavilla, Birmingham.